W for wussy. What's W for?
Whiskey.
Whiskey. Thank you. Tango. I for indigo. So it's V.
It's India.
It's indigo.
It's India. It's India.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, patrons. Happy Friday. I don't know where you are in the country, but wherever I am, it's miserable and raining. It's been horrible, James. It's been miserable.
It has
that
been
thunder a few hours ago was that was loud.
Properly shit here today.
I'm about properly to shit. When the patrons are listening to this, I'm on my way down to Cornwall for a week, so that'll be nice.
Have a wet, good time in the rain,
wet,
mate.
Wet week. We are going to pick our dead team in this episode for the Zombie League, Zombie Nation.
We are, and it's a joint effort. We are not necessarily locking this dead team in now, but the idea of the dead team is essentially you pick your squad of 15, you pick your first 11, you pick your captain, your vice captain, you pick your sub order. No chips, no transfers, no subs, no captain changes. You literally leave it completely dead. And we have got a league running. The Zombie League is open. I'd recommend to anybody interested to head over to the Zombie League on Slack. There's about 28, 29 entrants so far, which is good fun. And it is literally only going to be for fun, particularly as people will obviously need to ask their dog's permission to get the dog's email to set up a zombie team. Next week on this show, we'll be talking about our differential team selections. But the idea now is literally
differential
from scratch.
Team's the cat's team.
That's the cat's team, right, yeah. Or is the zombie team the cat's team?
I don't know. Like I don't like cats. If there is any patrons listening to this that like cats, well, then you got something wrong with you.
It's Frankenstein's team, the zombie team, anyway. I've done, Suj has done no planning for this, and genuinely, neither have I. So, to be honest, this is quite a good open conversation to start with. Like, who do we love as set and forgets? And the first place we should probably start from a picking a zombie team perspective is, who are we happy to have captain for 38 game weeks, mate?
So last year we went with Salah.
We did, and I don't think either of us particularly wanted to.
No, it wasn't fun.
From memory.
What about Aubameyang?
Thing is, it for me, it just equates like this. Which player is going to be the highest scoring player in FPL?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. Aubameyang.
You think it'd be Aubameyang?
Yep.
I think Aubameyang probably has a ceiling at around about matching De Bruyne's points.
Yep.
I think De Bruyne will beat his points total from last season.
Okay. Do you think Trent could beat it?
No. No, I think what Trent is doing now, I would expect him to roughly repeat, possibly even digress a little bit, actually. Doesn't make him, you know, you all know how I feel about Trent.
Think about
but
it.
I'm not sure he'll beat his total. I know what you're saying, there could be more clean sheets, there's every chance there's less attacking returns as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Every chance.
But Trent's going into, just to be clear, Trent's going into the zombie team. No messing around.
Oh,
with that.
Yes, that's a certainty. I mean, to be honest, yeah, we can put Trent Alexander-Arnold in that team now. Should we just put Robertson in as well? Are we? Is there any doubt for me and you?
No.
Yeah,
no, he's fine. Just too good.
So the two of them go in. Captain.
So if we think Kevin De Bruyne, like, I think Lionel Messi's going to be the highest point scorer if he joins. So that's going to tear up the entire zombie team. But Kevin De Bruyne, captain. De Bruyne.
251 points last season. Salah 233, Mane 221. Aubameyang obviously as a forward 205. Raheem Sterling 204. I think De Bruyne captain, mate, personally.
So 4 seasons ago, James, when he played 2,800 minutes.
Yeah.
He picked up 21 assists and 6 goals. 3 seasons ago, he played 3,000 minutes. 18 assists, 8 goals. Yeah. Last season, he played 2,800 minutes, 23 assists, 13 goals.
Yeah.
That's consistency personified there, mate.
And now he's potentially got penalties for a whole football season.
That's consistency there.
De Bruyne for me. Vice captain.
So the thing with the vice captaincy is you want someone who you think will play regularly.
Of course you do. Yeah, that's still... Listen, with all these players, you want them to play the 38 games, right?
Do you want Alisson in the team? Or do you want a different Liverpool asset? Alisson's not a bad shot, you know.
To be honest, for this, I'd be quite happy just to go with Trent and Robertson.
Okay.
Unless you want Salah or Mane to be the vice-captain. I think you're looking here at Aubameyang, Salah, Mane, or Sterling. The reason I don't mind the Sterling shout as the vice-captaincy is, how many times are neither of them going to play?
Rarely. We can buy Sterling. I don't mind putting Sterling in. We are spending a lot of money here, mate, so...
Yep, that's only on the captain, vice captain. That's it, premiums, nothing else. So if you rule it, if they're not going in now as captain or vice captain, genuinely, I want to leave out Aubameyang, Mane, Salah, even Aguero, Kane. They're like not under consideration here for me. Maybe Aguero, Kane, we might be able to come back to. I don't think you can have Aguero in a dead team, can you?
No.
Really? I don't think so. No.
What kind of formation do you think you want to play?
I think here with this, we should target 3-4-3. I think one of the big mistakes we've made in the trying to do this team in the past is going, I want Dendonka as a 4.5 million midfielder on my bench and stuff like that. I don't want that. I want now to lock in with you, Souček, as the fifth midfielder.
Done.
And he's gonna sit on the bench in this team as first sub. A proper decent first sub. Unless we're really struggling for the cash.
Which we'll know in a little while, but I don't think we will be. What about Anthony Martial?
Yeah, like?
9 million. I think he's a good shout as well. The third playing defender, do you feel comfortable going to Charlie Taylor?
I feel very comfortable putting Charlie Taylor in as one of the 4.5 million guys. Do I definitely want to start with him? Let's come back to that. I think
see how much money we've got left.
De Bruyne, yeah, exactly, a little bit. Should we just go with a Brighton pair in goal? Or we don't really know what's happening with fucking Button at the moment, do we?
No, we don't. But for now, for that price
What about the Burnley pair?
It's expensive.
Fucking covers you good, though, doesn't it?
Right, look, if I put the Burnley pair in, then we have some problems, James. We have...
Why is that?
Two defenders, two midfielders, two attackers to fill.
Who have you put in up front? I ain't put anyone in yet. Martial and who?
That's it. Two attackers, two midfielders, two defenders. So you're talking an average of 4-5 million each. There's still opportunity here. Do you think Saint-Maximin or Armstrong or any of these guys consideration for you?
Yeah. Potentially. To be honest, I mean, with my own team, I've kind of got my head full on for picking players for a longer term period. So all the people that I'm thinking about for my main squad come under consideration. So
Saint-Maximin.
I mean, to be honest, you're right. Charlie Taylor should go in rather than Nick Pope. Mm-hmm. And we move that. Yeah, fuck it. Charlie Taylor's got to be the Burnley guy. Charlie Taylor will get injuries at some point during the season. He always does, but he's a very good pick for when he's available. What have we got nothing of here? Chelsea.
Chelsea is what I was just about to get to. Now, we can go with Timo Werner at 9.5 million, job done, or try and be clever and look at Pulisic or Ziyech, and maybe one of those two might come good.
I want Pulisic. Okay. 8.5 million. That's brilliant, man.
Yeah, I don't know enough. I have to be honest about Ziyech and to go with him. Werner interests me, but Pulisic, when fit, because of what he did in the second half of the season, is a lock for me now. He wasn't a lock at the start of the season, but now he definitely is captain.
Can we afford on this team to take any gambles on players who we think are susceptible to injury at all? And he does fall in line to that.
Depends on your subs, mate. Are you happy for Souček to step in?
Oh, yeah. Exactly why I want Souček as a first sub rather than Dendonka, for example.
Okay. Then I think it's okay. Although he did have a few spells out, Pulisic.
Right, let's go 4.5 million goalkeeper, shall we? Or do we want to pair? Should we just go Ryan and Button for the minute?
Ryan and Button for now, or? I think is the best option.
And hope that fucking Button stays.
Yeah.
All right, fine. It's a few weeks away. So I've got at the moment, I've got Ryan Button, Alexander Arnold, Robertson, Taylor, De Bruyne, Sterling, Suchet, Pulisic, Martial, 27 million to play with. So if we took that as 2 4.5s, I don't want to look for any 4.0 defenders here. Mm-hmm. 2 4.5s, that leaves with 18 million.
Six
for
and
a midfielder
six,
and two forwards.
So a 5.5 million midfielder could be Armstrong or Saint Maximin. And that would allow us Mitrovic and a 6.5 million striker. Antonio, Chris Wood, whoever it may be.
Armstrong or Saint Maximin?
I like the safest option of Armstrong, I'll be honest with you.
Is it?
For me, it feels it.
It looks it now.
For me, it feels it.
I'm thinking for the course of this whole season. One thing you know with Saint Maximin is he's the fucking Don down there, mate. Look at them. Shelby was their talisman last year. Saint Maximin could be it this year.
Let's have a look, yeah. Yeah, I can understand that. Armstrong, 5 goals, 4 assists in half a season. 10 goals, 8 assists. You think Saint Maximin can bet that?
That's part of the point as well. Half a season as well is injuries and whatnots as well. We know, side spoiler, FPL footballer thinks he's Saint Maximin's liable to get the odd muscle injury as well, but I don't think we're talking about long-term problems here.
I'll be honest with you, I prefer Armstrong, but it's very personal. I wouldn't have an opinion either way if you wanted to go with Saint Maximin.
Or we take out Sterling and we gamble on someone like Martial as vice-captain, give us a bit more cash.
Why are we not looking at Bruno Fernandes here as potentially a vice-captain?
I don't know.
That's a million saved off De Bruyne. He plays, even at the end of last season when thought he's being flogged here, he was still starting games on the whole.
It's very true. Do you know what, actually, in hindsight, I think if we didn't pick Bruno Fernandes for this, you would regret it.
Yeah.
Actually, and think we'd look back on it and go, for me and you particularly, in the way we think about him, it'd be wrong not to.
Yeah.
So yeah, actually, I like that better. De Bruyne captain, Fernandes vice captain.
Yep.
That's sound as actually. Bruno Fernandes is gonna play every fucking game if he's fit, isn't he?
Yep. And we've just found ourselves an extra cheeky million. Do you think Mitrovic at 6 million is worth it?
No, I'm not keen on it actually. I know I might start with him. He's one of the few where I think I'm starting with and I'm looking for an escape. And okay. that escape for me is not going to go any further than sort of game week 10 because they've got that good run of fixtures at the start. So I think that he's one where there's a slight difference between my thoughts for now and thoughts for the whole season.
Do you want to put Che Adams in? We had him last season and he didn't come good. But I think if we put him in again, you might get redemption.
I might. I think for this, the one I really want for the dead is Chris Wood.
So we'll put him in. I agree with you as well on Chris Wood. I want Chris Wood as well.
So that's 4.59 left. 7 million for a forward we could do if we go 2.5 defensive.
Yep. So did we agree on Armstrong over St. Maximin or St. Maximin over Armstrong?
I just put St. Maximin in. It's really close call. It's such a that's why, to be honest with you, in my main team, I've got both at the moment. Because I think it's too difficult a decision.
Yeah.
So I'm almost going, I'm going to start with, and then once I've decided, I'll move from there afterwards. But yeah. I think they're both great shouts. I think if we're not going for Ings or Adams here, then yeah, Armstrong. Just on the capability of Southampton to progress is far higher than Newcastle. So I think Armstrong, yeah, do you know what? Armstrong over Saint Maximin. I'll take you for it.
Okay. Southampton, Armstrong. We need a striker. There's not much in that 7 million bracket. Dare I say it. Antonio almost looks like...
Well, we could, of course, yes, do like a 6.5. And then you could spend 5 million on a defender if you want.
Yeah, maybe Eric Dier. Antonio.
Did you just say that? The pressure on me. Oh, yeah, Eric Dyer's definitely first choice defender. Stick him in the dead team. He plays two games and he's out. I'm inclined to look at Antonio here, I think.
Yeah. Antonio, 111 points in half a season that he might get up to. He won't get to 220. He won't double it. But if he does 160, 170, that's all right for me.
Okay, let's do the 4.5 defender first. Who do we fancy here?
Defenders at 4.5 million.
Big Tasty has to come into the conversation, mate.
Webster or Burn?
I'm not keen on any Brighton defenders unless
they're called Lewis
Dunk. I'd rather go Lamptey. I just don't like that for this particular as a dead team to go with Lamptey, I don't think. I'm not keen on that at all.
I'm looking at the list here, James. I know it's exciting listening for everybody. You're right. We've got the Burnley coverage. Big Tasty is the best option.
Well, you're not going to be able to make changes, so you can't look at the rotation as such. You've got to pick.
He's also
going to
be on the bench most of the time.
Yeah. What about the Leeds boys? Or does that become a gamble that we don't want to take?
Is there one that you like more than any other? Eiling? Dallas? I think Eiling or Dallas might be all right.
Eiling is probably the way I would lean, but I'm not convinced. Excuse me, I'm not convinced about it.
Excuse me. I'd rather Eiling over Lascelles, just for the attacking threat that they would carry.
They might have. Okay, let's go with Eiling. I can go with that for a start.
Because he is now a third choice. Like if we've got a 5 million, well, then you've got to decide, is Charlie Taylor your playing third defender, or is it your 5 million defender that we're going to look at now?
Well, that probably depends on what we pick here, and then we'll make that choice. So
5 million
number
gives us Wolves coverage.
5 million defenders. So you could look at Lewis Dunk. There's a couple of the Chelsea boys you can look at. Reece James could be interesting.
Let me just put it out there. If we put Jamal Lascelles in Big Tasty at 4.5, it leaves us half a million to turn Ryan into Leno, maybe.
Or even get two 4.5 million goalkeepers. Or is that a waste?
If we've got Ryan as one, I think it would end up being a waste because he just plays every minute and we haven't had any injury problems with him.
Yeah, that means he's fucking due.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, keepers don't get the most injuries. So if we went with a 4.5, which could be Jamal Lascelles, Big Tasty, you've got half a million somewhere. I don't up front. Would Antonio Martial? You're not gonna get anything with half a million more, unless you really wanted Martial into Werner. But we've taken Pulisic. De Bruyne, you don't want to turn him into Salah or Mane at 12 million, so that's fine. Bruno Fernandes, you can't do anything with half a million. So really, it'd be the keeper that we could upgrade if we went with Jamal Lascelles as our bench defender.
I think we should go for Eric Dyer.
Okay, so then the question is, do you play him ahead of Charlie Taylor?
Yep. Yeah, it's a big call, I know. I think yes is the answer.
Okay. I don't mind that. Look, you guys like to just be very defensive, so that's okay. But then I don't think it's worth
keeping
Charlie Taylor.
There's two West Ham players in here, you bastard. I want a Spurs player in here.
Yeah, true. Then I don't think it's worth getting Eiling. I don't know, actually, to be honest with you. I'm just thinking maybe a 5 million keeper in Leno is actually quite decent value.
You know the problem with De Bruyne and Fernandes, mate? Neither of them play in game week one.
That's true.
There's no captain first game week.
Yes, but this is a dead team, so there'll be a double game week for them down the line.
Yeah, which is helpful for De Bruyne. It's probably not helpful for Fernandes. Isn't this the whole point of the vice-captain, potentially, really, to have someone who's playing game week one to cover?
I'd still keep Fernandes in the team. I'd just move the armband to Trent, the vice-captaincy armband.
Really? Oh, I don't know about that, mate. I don't know about that. That makes me think, then, to take Fernandes out or Martial out. Like, do we need both? Do you want Son or Kane in this team?
Nah.
Okay, fine.
Nah, not massively, not for the dead team, no.
There is a spread there of something from the so-called Big Four. There's no Arsenal.
Well, if we went with Leno in goal and just stuck Ben Johnson or any 4.0 defender in there as the third defender, you end up with... Say we did that.
I think on 4.0 defenders, I think we're in a place at the moment because of Lundstrom and because of Wan-Bissaka. I think this getting a 4.0 defender thing has become a bit of an obsession. I think we have been fuck lucky the last couple of years to have this drop on our lap. And I don't think that any of these at 4.0 are actually going to be any good or worth it, bar the minutes. I genuinely think that Johnson at West Ham will probably turn out to be the best choice. But
he's not going to be a Lundstrom 144 points over the season.
He ain't going to be a fucking Wan-Bissaka either, mate.
No.
So, no. I don't want a 4.0 defender, 4.5 million midfielder or forward in this team. I don't really want a 4.0 goalkeeper. Unless, if Button stays at Brighton, then I'm all right with it. But the fact that it was Birmingham, wasn't it, they've accepted a bid from. Or was he going to West Brom?
He was going to West Brom, wasn't he? Birmingham or West Brom, one or the other. I think it was Birmingham, mate. What are you talking about? It was Birmingham.
So what we could do is, obviously, if he goes to West Brom, we could swap it with Johnston. Swap Ryan with Johnston. So just like, you want the West Brom goalkeeper, you dickhead. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Listen, I know they didn't win many games towards the end of that season, but they weren't getting fucking beat 2-3 anywhere or anything like that either.
We've got a lot of money tied up in Andy Robertson that we could downgrade if we wanted to. I don't know. I like the look of Robertson, Dyer and TAA in defence. De Bruyne, Fernandes, Pulisic, Armstrong, Suchet looks okay. Wood, Martial, Antonio looks okay. We just need to decide what we're going to do with the goalkeeping positions and the third defender, a fifth defender.
I think it's all right. We need to decide what to do with the captaincy as well. The other thing is, obviously, Jesus, you know the other problem we fucking give ourselves as well, right? So we've got five players unavailable because we've got two Burnley.
Yep.
Or does it just not matter?
Yeah, I think in a dead team it doesn't matter. They're going to get a double game.
Does it just not matter? De Bruyne captain, Fernandes vice, game week one with 8 players.
Pope in goal? We haven't decided on our goalkeeping situation.
Ryan and Button, no?
Yeah, okay, we'll leave Ryan and Button in there for now. We'll address it if we need to.
Yeah, we can change this. We're not fucking tied to the wall. It's probably more, we're having a discussion now about who's going to do well for the whole season, and that if we don't have time in 2 weeks, this is what it is, basically.
So are we saying this is now our squad? So let me read it out to you from top to bottom.
Pick the first 11 first.
Okay, Ryan.
Yeah.
Robertson, Trent, Dyer.
Yeah.
De Bruyne, Fernandes, Pulisic, Armstrong, yeah. Martial, Antonio, Chris Wood. On the bench, you have Suchet, Taylor, Ayling, Button.
You've got it.
Yeah.
With that order as well, Taylor ahead of Ayling.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I don't mind that, actually. I don't mind that.
It's not a bad dead team, to be honest with you.
I don't mind that. With this team as well, you don't have to think about the problems like, oh, I've got two players at 6.5 million or any bollocks like that. This is for the whole team. I mean, Antonio, I'm looking at it now and I'm thinking, is that fucking dickhead going to stay fit all season?
I don't know, but 111 points off the minutes that he did play is not bad going, mate.
Is he going to stay fit? He ain't, is he? Do you know what? With the dead team we had last year, we did really well on injuries. We didn't have many at all. I think there was only 1 or 2 weeks we were stuck with, say, 9 players or something. We generally did all right from that point of view. And as someone like Antonio, I think, is he worth carrying for 38 game weeks with that injury record?
We said that about Danny Ings previously. We said that about Danny Ings previously and he went and gave us a 22-goal season. I've got a bit of faith in Antonio, actually, to be honest with you, staying fit for a bit longer. I don't mind Antonio in there. Honestly, I don't mind Antonio in there.
Okay. Would you rather have a Sheffield United defender than Eric Dyer?
No. You guys will be defensive. Spurs will be good for 13, 14 clean sheets next season.
Would you rather have someone like Mahrez over Pulisic?
No.
Would you rather have Mitrovic over Antonio or Chris Wood?
I feel like that would be a similar to the Che Adams move that we did the previous year. One slightly riskier pick. There's no one in this squad that's a risky pick, in my opinion. And I think it's better that way. So, no. Chris Wood, for me, is going to be up if he plays the whole season, 18, 19 goals, as is Antonio.
He's another one. So we keep saying that. If 18, 19 goals, what he can do in the whole season, is he going to be fit as well? He potentially got
anyone
two forwards
can pick
there.
Up an injury.
No, it's true. It's true.
Especially forward players.
I guess that's what that stronger bench should be for. Suchek, Taylor and Ayling is stronger.
Yeah, and it's decent. It's a decent bench.
Okay. Dead team. Partially locked in, guys.
There we go. And if you are a patron, is the Zombie League patrons only, James? Sorry, I was asking.
Anybody at any tier. So I have posted the code on the Zombie League Slack channel. If you give me a second, I will tell you what the code is, if I can fucking find it. It is V for Victor, 1-6, K for Kilo, W for Wussy. What's W for?
Whiskey.
Whiskey. Thank you, Tango. I for Indigo. So it's V.
It's India.
It's Indigo.
Is it India?
Are you sure? Is it Indigo?
Yeah. Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta,
Echo,
Echo, Foxtrot, G's, Golf, Hotel, India or Indigo? It's India, isn't it?
Indigo, isn't it?
Is it Indigo? You read out the rest of it and I'm going to Google it.
What's J for? James.
Phonetic
K for
Alpha.
Kilo, Lima. What's M? Madagascar. Is it Madagascar? I feel like it is Madagascar.
No, Mike.
What's M for?
Mike.
Oh, Mike. Mike.
Yeah,
drop.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm going to do this and then James is going to read out the code. Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot, Golf, Hotel, India,
Juliet,
Kilo, Lima, Mike, November, Oscar, Papa, Quebec, Romeo, Sierra, Tango, Uniform, Victor, Whiskey, X-Ray, Yankee, Zulu. There we go.
Okay, the code is Victor, 1-6, Kilo, Whiskey, India.
And if you couldn't figure that out, you don't deserve to be in the Zombie League.
But it is on the Slack channel as well. Indeed. That killed 2 minutes, didn't it?
Good stuff. Patrons, as always, we love you. Thank you so much for your support. We are fast approaching 300 Patreons, and it's going to be a nice big army of people when we get to that number. Don't forget, next week we'll still have all the same content for you. I'll be recording remotely, but the main podcast that go out will be the Correspondence Week 20 episodes. So it'll be great if you can listen into those, and any insight and advice and questions. All our correspondents are within the Slack channel as well. I'm not sure how active all of them are, but you can find most of them and ask them questions there if you don't already on Twitter. And also don't forget that on the 1st of September, none of you should be charged from your bank accounts, which is next Tuesday.
None of you should be charged? In other words, at James if you do.
Yeah, I'm leaving it in the hands of Patreon. I've switched off billing for the month. So,
is it switched off?
Yeah. I've paused the next billing cycle.
Then it's none of you should be charged. You won't be charged.
Well, I don't own and run Patreon. So if there's any problems with Patreon, then do let us know straight away, because we can go in and figure that stuff out, and we will straight away. But the billing cycle is paused for September. But you'll be charged double in October. Don't worry about that.
You won't.
Nah, it's fine. So do stay tuned next week. Have a great weekend tinkering. It's a bank holiday weekend, so enjoy it even more. Let's hope it's sunny where you are. Stay safe, my friends. Ciao for now.
One more thing before we go.
Do it.
Just a spoiler on next week's comment, because Suj is away in Cornwall all this weekend. So no Q&A on Monday. I am going to do an Ask James on YouTube. I'll post the link. So we've done that once before. That will be open to the people on the basic tier as well. The YouTube video will be. So that will be lunchtime Monday. Jump on with me. It'll be a private Ask James stream.
Nice one. Good stuff, guys. Stay safe. Ciao for now.
Thanks, patrons. Cue music, man child. Messi.